I'm riding alongside Kadali in the Balarak prison cart across the sands to my vulnerable Tuman Bay. Am I racing towards his execution or my own?
Hold!
What's happening, Gregor? Why have we stopped?
We're in sight of the city.
Show me, Gregor, please.
I'm not letting you out, Kadali.
Just ask the man to turn the cart, Gregor. I implore you.
Do it.
This is the most beautiful moment of the day, don't you think, Gregor? Tuman Bay at dusk. It looks alive somehow, like a rose.
A rose with thorns?
Well, naturally.
Welcome home, Kadali.
All these years, Gregor, and you still don't understand.
Enlighten me.
Tuman Bay is home to no one. It's somewhere we all came to. Somewhere we arrived at, leaving some forsaken point of origin far behind us. And once we arrived, it remade us into what we are now.
We made ourselves what we are.
You know, Gregor...
Don't even start.
You could let me out of this cage right now.
In front of the eyes of the entire Balarak cavalry.
They don't care about us. A pair of hapless advisors scurrying impotently across the sand. You know what they actually want, and you know we can stop them.
Do I?
You and me, Gregor. Just unlatch this door. Set me free. Before it's too late.
Cast your mind back, Kadali. See if you can recall trying to execute me in front of my own people.
Gregor.
It's been too late for you for a long time.
Listen, Gregor, that was just... I never would have... Gregor!
It looks like the desert is on fire.
That's the Balarak. The sun reflecting off their armor. It's a tactic. Your sentries come running in from the desert screaming, "It's as if the fire itself is coming to destroy us." Terra can win most battles even before the fighting starts.
Relax, the both of you. Fire indeed. What you need is to eat. Look, there are dates right here in front of you. There's mint tea. Everything is going to plan.
Commander. Let it be, Your Majesty.
Overseer, what news from your scouts?
The traitor Kadali is in Gregor's custody. The Balarak will wait in the desert until we let them in.
Thank you, officer. Then you can still change your mind, Majesty.
And why would she want to do that?
Only a further reflection led the Sultana to concluding that she made a foolish decision in haste.
What? There'll be 50 of them, 70 at most.
70 of the greatest fighting men the world has ever seen.
Oh, Kulan, you're moaning as if we don't already have our own army in place.
Meaning your troops?
Who else?
You think they're a match for the Balarak?
I know. Mine outnumber theirs 10 to 1. But you are the great military tactician. Perhaps I'm missing a nuance.
As you well know, I haven't had time to properly train.
Here's my problem, Kulan. You arrived at my door, whining for help. Yet from the moment I began providing that help, you've done nothing but complain. This is the great general of legend.
Enough.
Other than leaving the Balarak loitering angrily outside our city walls, General, do you have any sort of plan?
Do you?
My plan is simple. Invite them all to a banquet, and then poison them.
Oh, are you out of your mind?
I think it's rather neat. Elegant, even.
You seriously believe these men, with decades of war and diplomacy at their backs, will just sit down and drink poison wine?
I can name at least one celebrated military figure who recently did just that.
Who?
You. Just now.
You. Well, I haven't touched the wine.
No, but you did generously avail yourself of the mint tea.
My throat, it's...
Father.
It's bur-
Go! Get help!
My lady.
Don't look to her, I'm your Sultana! Get help!
Clever woman.
Father, wake up. Someone get help. Why is no one getting help? Father.
Take him away.
At once, my lady. Your Majesty.
Touch him. Father. Father, wake up.
She won't let him go. I don't know what to do, my lady.
I'll handle this. I know it's hard now, my dear. But you will thank me for it in time.
You
can make your own decisions now without... Those earrings.
Huh?
Where did you get them?
What?
Are they Padaraki? I think they must be. Such fine craftsmen they have there.
You murdered my father.
I told my first husband I would only marry him if he bought me a Padaraki.
You murdered my father. You murdered my father!
Your Majesty, please.
Come back.
I can see you're upset. Go ahead and take the body.
Yes, my lady.
No.
Your Majesty, please.
Father.
You must go.
It's natural that you would need rest at a time like this.
You murdered him, you whore!
Why don't I have a slave take you to your bath? Give you a few moments to collect yourself. After all, we have an enemy we must defeat together. And they'll be here any minute.
Tumen Bay, Series 3, Episode 8. The Coming by Mac Rogers.
If you don't mind my saying, Gregor.
Yes, good darling?
When will they open the gates?
It looks a very appetizing meal.
There. Eat.
Have you considered, Gregor, these Balarak advisors, don't they seem awfully well armed for advisors?
I've seen many condemned men about to face death. Some cry and beg, some go very quiet. But Kadali, he just doesn't stop talking.
Because I'm just thinking here, Gregor, just making the best speculative use of my confinement. I think Tumen Bay may need us more than ever. You and me.
Eat. Don't talk.
I've got something important to tell you. Come closer.
I don't think I will, Kadali.
I promise you don't want me to say this loud enough for the Balarak to hear.
He's leading me somewhere. Somewhere I almost certainly don't want to go.
Make it fast.
I know where there's more gold.
Well, I remember what happened the last time you led me to gold.
More than gold. I can draw in credit. I've got credit lines throughout this region. Manel, our sultana, she needs us. We have the experience she needs. We've served 5 sultans, you and I. The sultana needs us to deal with this outrageous upstart governor's wife. Fatima, yes?
He's fishing, throwing out one lure after another, watching to see if I'll bite.
And speaking of governor's wife, where is her husband? Off on a hunting trip. Does anyone believe that? Has anyone seen him in months? Well, then, of course, there's the Balarak. They're going to take all our skill, both of us together. The team, remember? The old team. What do you say, Gregor?
Hear that bell? That'll be the watch opening the eastern gates.
Gregor, the old team.
Kadali, you and I can no more forget your unpardonable crimes than we could unring that bell.
My God. My Tumen Bay. This is it, isn't it? This is my end.
Why are we here?
He's my father.
But he sold you to that man, and I killed him. His family will be coming for revenge. We need to get as far away from Tumen Bay as possible.
But don't you see, Frog? That's why I have to go back. To get Imma and Nurse. It's not their fault, it's mine. I have to save them.
Oh, Matilla.
You go if you like. You have my blessing, it's not your family. But it's not an option for me. Whatever the price, he's my brother.
Hello? Is anyone...
Wait. We don't know who might be here.
Maniam! Maniam!
That's Father.
Who's...
Maniam was my mother. He always calls out to her like that when he's drunk. Wait here.
Maniam!
I'm coming with you.
No! You need to keep watch. Father?
Oh, good. I was wondering where you'd got to. Is everything ready for the guests?
There will be no guests, Father. We need to leave right now. Cisco's people are coming.
What we need are dates. Maniam, go and buy some...
It's me. Father, it's Matilda, and we have to go now.
There are men approaching the house. They're carrying swords.
Father, do you understand that they are coming for you?
There's something I need to show you.
No, they will kill you. We need to go and...
Oh, just over here. Do you recognize this?
Mother's shrine.
We need to go.
Give me a moment. Go and see what's happening.
We were both slaves when me married your mother and I.
I didn't know that.
Our owner was never going to give us our freedom, so we ran away. And ever since, I have spent my entire life pretending to be what I am not.
Father!
Then you came along. Oh, you. And then Ima. And he was not right. No. Not from the day he was born. I wanted to take him out into the harbor and... But your mother wouldn't let me. And so he stayed. What sort of life, I can't imagine. But
Father,
your
we
mother...
don't have time. We need to take Ima.
Now, Ima's not here.
What? Ima? Where is he, Father?
You knew you could trust me, yes? To take care of little Ima, to keep him safe.
Father?
And soon you will be safe, too.
What have you done?
What I had to. I sent him away with Nurse to Smyrna.
They're here. Matilda, they're here. Hurry!
Now, look, there are some traders I know in Smyrna. They'll take care of him until you arrive.
What about you?
I've run out of second chances, daughter. Anywhere I go, they'll hunt me down. My beloved Tuman Bey, she has a long reach.
But
if I stay here, let them find me, they will leave you and little Ima alone. You can live your life.
That's them. They're smashing the door down.
You need to
come. No. This is the debt I have to pay. You know it. I know it. Now go.
Come on.
Go.
This way.
Where's your brother?
Far away. Safe.
Are you all right?
Yes, I am. Now let's go.
Grandmaster, welcome.
Who are you?
I am Fatima al-Masri, wife of the governor of Rashim province, mother of the martyr, Prince Herod. You are very welcome here. I welcome you all.
Didn't the Sultana see fit to welcome the Balarag personally?
Oh, she sends her deepest apologies. But alas, she is unwell.
That is unfortunate. I hope nothing serious.
General Kulan. Father. He is no longer of this world.
What did she say? Kulan dead?
He was taken ill yesterday evening. The physicians did what they could, of course. Oh, Gregor, you're there. My condolences.
Her sadism is almost exquisite.
Now, Grandmaster, we have arranged a banquet to honor your arrival. But there's just the matter of the small gift.
What?
The gift. The traitor, Kadali.
Gregor, you may bring the prisoner forward.
Bring the prisoner forward.
Yes, my lady.
Ah, so you are the man.
My lady, Highness, Excellency.
I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, mistress, just one thing I need you to know. I wasn't responsible for the death of Prince Herod. It was my son, Selim, expressly against my orders.
Do you know how the martyr, Al-Karadi, died?
Al-Karadi?
You see, they set up a post in the ground. Are you with me so far? And they cut open his stomach, pulled out his intestines, and nailed one end to the post.
Majesty, please understand.
Then they whipped him, forcing him to walk round and round the post as his intestines slowly unravelled. You'd be amazed how many trips around the post it took.
Please.
Of course, his faith may have given him the strength to go on longer. Well, we shall see. Take him to the cells. Grandmaster, our servants will show you and your advisors to your quarters and provide you... No?
No, we will be occupying the Hafiz's palace gardens to set up our tents.
Oh, but we have prepared...
The Hafiz's palace?
Of course. Then... Gregor, have the palace guard escort our honored guests.
You, escort the Grand Master.
Yes, Your Excellency. Grand Master, this way.
I assume I can rely on you now, Gregor.
You killed my brother.
Yes. So can I rely on you?
For what? Yes, you can.
Good. Then get dressed for the banquet. And wash. You look like you've been turned upside down and dipped in sand.
To survive, first you have to be alive. I never thought I would care so much about Kulan. I took him for granted. Always the elder brother, always right, always there. But I need to hide that away in a cell in the deepest part of my mind. I need to think, to plan, to survive.
Prepare my robes.
Sorry, your robes, Grandmaster.
For this evening, for the banquet. What's wrong with you, girl? You're distracted.
No, it's nothing.
Tell me.
I have a husband and a daughter here.
And?
I was wondering if I might be permitted. I would like to see them.
You will.
I will?
In the next world.
In the next...
You are my servant, Heaven. Forget your husband and child. This is your world now, for which you should rejoice.
But my child needs
You were
me,
a merchant of slaves. Did you never stop to consider the children you caused to be separated from their parents? Your duty is to me now. Get my robes ready.
And you? What is your duty?
You are a persistent girl. Not even my generals would dare question me like that. You need not fear anything, Heaven. Everything in this world is temporary until the final coming. The insect who finds his wings and flies in the sunshine for a few hours before falling exhausted to the ground, that creature lives as full a life as any man who walks the earth for 10,000 days. We are all born to die. And if we kill to cleanse, because it is necessary to obtain a greater end. Duty is all.
Then what is yours?
My duty, our duty, all of us, is to take this empire apart. Efficiently, without spite, simply because it must be done.
And the people who live here?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Is the water to your liking, dear? I can have the slave bring more hot.
No.
I saved him for you, you know.
Saved?
Who?
The traitor, Kadali. I wanted him for myself, of course, but I saved him for you. After all, I lost a son, but you... you lost a husband.
And my grief for that loss is, of course, boundless.
As I'm sure is your desire for revenge. Perhaps Kadali's execution could be part of this evening's entertainment. Although, they may be so disappointed when it ended. Don't you think? No. I'd prefer something rather more extended, that we can enjoy over days or even weeks in private, together. Why don't we focus on the Balarak first and come to Kadali later? You need to learn from me, little Manel. My years of experience. Watch me closely at this banquet tonight. Watch and learn. Towels. I think we've soaked enough. Look. I understand why you shunned my son. He was unreliable, easily distracted, soft. That's not you. How could you, despite all the duty in the world, be drawn to such softness? But here, we have an opportunity. A mother without a daughter. A daughter without a mother. A gaping wound. But one whose remedy is in plain sight. Would you like to be my daughter? Would you like to be my poor, poor orphan girl?
Yes. Yes, I would like that.
What a pleasure it is to see you all present tonight under one roof.
The lay of the land is clear. I have two enemies.
And our honored friends and guests, the Balarak.
With any luck, after this banquet, assuming I survive it, I'll only have one. But which one?
For that eloquence, the Sultana herself. A remarkable young woman, who I've come to call daughter. Her Majesty, Manel al-Kulan.
I thank you, mother-in-law. No, let me say... mother.
Mother?
For your kindness manifested in both... your words, and also your sacrifice for Tumen Bay. This alliance represents a new great era for Tumen Bay. An era of cooperation and stability. Thank you, Grandmaster Amalric, for coming to our aid, both with such a plentiful number of advisors to patrol our city walls. My late father, General Kulan, was an admirer of the Balarak. He always applauded your successes and would have been delighted. I welcome you to Tumen Bay. We have made a place for so many within our city walls, and now we make a place of honor for you.
And with... those words in our hearts, let us drink to the Balarak and our new friendship.
Friendship.
To Tumen Bay.
Grandmaster, is there something wrong?
I have something to say first.
Of course, Grandmaster.
You speak of alliance. Any alliance worth the name is based on trust. The Sultana has shown this trust. She has admitted us, admitted our advisors, and we look forward to repaying her by introducing Balarak practices into every governing body in Tuman Bay.
Which will begin directly after we eat and drink.
Not yet. Despite this warm welcome, despite all this trust, the Balarak are a cautious people. We see the whole world as a battlefield, and banquets are no exception.
Let us all drink to the Grand Master and the Balarak.
Of course, after my taster tries it first.
Your taster?
Heaven? You will taste the wine first, Heaven.
Grand Master.
Why do you hesitate? Drink.
No.
You see? I was taught as a boy, if you want to avoid snakes, watch where the rats won't go. So perhaps, Mistress, in the spirit of trust upon which all our alliances are built, you would care to drink from my cup.
This is the moment. It doesn't matter which one of them loses, as long as one of them does.
Why, Grandmaster, this is no way to begin our new relationship.
Nevertheless, take the cup to the Mistress, Heaven.
Grandmaster.
Drink.
Of course. See? Only the finest of wine from the grapes of the hillsides of Fallujah. Really, Grandmaster, Tuman Bay welcomes you with open arms. We are grateful for your protection, and in return, we give you our trust. Indeed, I hope that trust will be the cornerstone of all that is to come.
Yes.
Then may we, at long last, eat.
Yes, eat.
Eat. Eat! Eat!
What happened here? Did Fatima lose her nerve? Or is this something else entirely? An alliance between Fatima and the Balarak? Who could have brokered that?
Heaven, attend me.
Grandmaster.
You have good instincts, Heaven.
Thank you, Grandmaster.
But if you ever disobey me again, I will kill you. Do you understand?
Yes, Grandmaster.
You may go. Prepare my bed. And tell the night guard to double the watch over the Hafiz's palace until we return.
Yes, Grandmaster.
So it seems I still have two enemies, rather than one.
Moment.
Cracker.
I want to show you something.
I can't. My master will...
Not even for a glimpse of your husband and child? Don't stop. Keep walking. Through these gates here. Hurry.
It's wide open. Anyone can see us here.
We won't stay long. You see that far window there? With the torch burning?
Is that... They're here.
I made arrangements.
I have to go to them.
That would be ill-advised.
Why are they guarded? Where are their soldiers?
Those men are mine. Your family won't be harmed, and you'll see them the moment I can make that possible.
Thank you, thank you.
But? There is something you can do for me.
Of course.
It's not a condition, but I hope you'll do it anyway.
Let's just call it a condition and be done with it.
I need you to stay close to the Grand Master. Get even closer, if possible.
You want me to?
Oh, God, of course not. If you wanted Hawes, I'd have a full harem loyal to me all over him by now. And that doesn't work with the Balarak. You have to win their admiration instead. Next to impossible, but you've done it.
He just called me a rat in front of most of Tuman Bay.
A rat he then sent unaccompanied to prepare the place he'll be sleeping tonight. I want to know everything. their plans, their organization, their chain of command, every pot they piss in. Do you understand?
I do.
Now go. We'll speak again.
Thank you for your hospitality, Sultana.
It is our pleasure.
I look forward to returning the favor with advice and counsel in the coming days.
I have no doubt that ours will be a formidable partnership. Really, Grandmaster.
Good, good. Well, good night then.
I wish you a pleasant evening, Grandmaster.
Guards?
You understand, don't you, dear?
Understand?
Strategy is an ever-evolving art. Yes, my original intentions for this banquet were in a different direction, but the simple truth is, Tumenbe needs strength. The Balaraks are strength.
Is that you skulking by that column, Gregor?
I wanted to make sure you get safely back to your quarters, Grandmaster.
Thank you.
Forgive me. If it's not impertinent to ask...
How did I know it was you?
I can't deny my curiosity.
In the old stories, it is always the blind man who has the clearest sight.
But they're myths, surely.
Surely a rumour-monger like you would know. The most myths contain a truth or two. I have discovered much in the years I've lived with my blindness. I can hear the truth screaming through the gaps in a man's lies, and not just the lies he tells the world in pursuit of diplomacy or advantage, but even the lies he tells himself. I can even hear you getting bored.
Not at all, Grandmaster.
And yet, if you would cast off your contempt and listen to the lessons of this myth, you might be more prepared for what is to come.
What is to come?
What do you think, Gregor? The Queen. The Queen is coming.
What did you say?
I have your interest.
And just like that, it's like my whole body catches fire.
And when she comes, she'll wake up inside your head. How can you possibly guard against that?
The same words as last time. The words that heralded Maya.
And now you sniff like a dog that has scented its prey.
I have often heard...
Just ask, Gregor.
I have often heard of scrolls.
Scrolls?
That contain certain information. History?
Now who's talking about myths?
I know they're real. I once held them in my hands.
Not history, the opposite.
Why are you here, Grandmaster? Really?
Guards.
Yes, Grandmaster.
We'll speak again, Gregor. Come.
I can glimpse something. It's there on the horizon. It's huge. Too vast to see clearly, like not being able to see a mountain because you're standing on it. Maya? Is that you?
She will wake inside your head.
Does Maya even exist?
The Queen. You might have seen her in your dreams.
Maya has chosen you to serve her, then you will serve her.
You thought you were free, Gregor. Maybe you aren't.
Maya is showing the people of Tumen Bay the true path, and...
We chose you.
Burn!
Life and death, they are one.
Where is Maya?
They just disappear back into the walls.
If I'm going to expel this occupation, I'm going to need gold. Gold buys armies, allies. And I can't believe I'm thinking this, but who always knows where to find gold?
Sir, paper.
Papers, yes, yes.
Where are you going?
Serene.
What is the purpose?
Family. I have family there.
What's going on?
What do you mean?
All the security.
Troubled times. Troubled times. The Balaraq are here.
The Balaraq have returned. They're inside the city.
Where have you been, my young friend? The blind man led them in yesterday. Half the city turned out to see it.
The blind man, is alive.
Any reason he shouldn't be? You, do you have your husband's permission to leave the city?
Yes.
Well, where is it?
What?
The permissory note.
I have it somewhere.
I'm her husband, sir.
Huh?
We need to get out. We need to leave quickly.
It says your husband is Cisco Pilar.
Yes.
That's me.
Papers.
We really need to get out of the city. Hmm. Please, can you help me?
Wait here. One moment.
He said the blind man, but you said... What should we do?
Go back. Don't worry. We'll find another way. Just go back. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Run!
Good night, Grandma.
Your evening drink, Grandmaster?
Put it on the side. I want you to read for me.
The tree was barren. It had not produced flowers.
No, not that one.
Grandmaster, I...
Get one of the special scrolls.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandmaster.
Is the scroll done?
No, but I spilled your drink.
The drink and wait. Get me one of the special scrolls.
I feel almost blasphemous.
Read.
But the world was not as you believe. The teacher says this world is like a flickering candle flame. It is there, and it isn't there. And it can be snuffed out. And then there will only be darkness. What does it mean?
You assume I know.
Do you?
When you spilled that drink, Heaven, was it an accident? Or were you trying to poison me and thought better of it?
Grandmaster,
don't answer. I don't want your answer any more than you want mine. Knowledge is a burden, Heaven. I have mine. You have yours. Now keep reading.
So, Kadali. Time to see him immediately. Mistress Fatima's orders.
Tell me when you are done.
Gregor, is that you? Is it time? Are they going to...
Not yet.
But soon.
Gregor, listen. You have to...
Do you really know where there's more gold beneath Tumanbe? The truth? Now!
Of course, this is me finding gold. Wait, what are you up to, Gregor?
At the moment, I'm talking to the one man in Tumanbe that I'm certain isn't working for Maya.
Maya?
Because you've only ever worked for yourself.
I told you, Gregor, you and I are alike.
We are not alike.
We're shadow men. Mm-hmm. String pullers. What difference could there possibly be?
The difference is whatever its flaws, whatever its madness, I love Tumanbe. How could Fatima and the Grandmaster be working together already, even before they met in Tumanbe? Who could broker such an alliance right under Tumanbe's nose?
Maya. Only Maya. You know that.
They are her instruments. They want the city, the whole empire.
And we can defeat them, Gregor, together. You let me out. I'll lead you to the gold.
The gold, yes. And with the gold, we buy an army. Mm. And then...
No, an army, no.
What?
That's not what she said at all. No, not an army.
What? Who said?
Alkin.
Alkin's dead, Kadali. What are you talking about? You had her executed yourself.
No, you can't kill her, Gregor.
Kadali, you're no good to me if you're falling apart.
She came to see me. Here in the cell. She had a message for you.
What are you talking about?
They chose you, Gregor.
Who is they?
couldn't identify them if I wanted to. They're never the same.
You're lying, Kadali. This is nothing.
What does a lizard snake do that a man never does?
Riddles now?
Do you know the answer or not?
Sheds its skin, but Kadali...
Sheds its skin, correct answer. The lie is in the question. Some men do shed their skin. And some women.
What women?
What do they always say about Maya? Where does she go when she doesn't want to be found?
She disappears inside the walls.
And when she emerges?
She wakes up inside your head.
Let it happen, Gregor. Let her wake up there. Then you'll see.
I'm done here.
When you come back, we'll get the gold, Gregor, and then we'll begin. But first, you need to see.
I said I'm done here.
Mad or sane? Is there any difference anymore?
Hello? Hello? Alkin.
Don't be alarmed, Gregor.
But you're...
Come.
Where are we?
You said you love Tumambe, Gregor. Is it true?
Hundreds of people saw you die.
Is it true or not?
Yes, it's true.
And you would save it if you could?
Yes, I would.
That's what we were hoping you would say.
Who?
Because you see, before you can save Tumambe, Gregor, I need to tell you what Tumambe is. I need to tell you something about the nature of the world you live in.
Season 3, Episode 8 of Tumambe, The Coming, featuring Tara Fitzgerald, Anton Lesser, Rufus Wright and Olivia Popica, was written by Mac Rogers, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumambe is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and a cast list, visit tumambe.com.